Smile Talk season, y'all. So get ready for that. Chilling on the Hip Hop Digest show. Loving it, living it. One.
It always happens to us, right? You hear a song the first time, you're like, that's whack. You hear it again, hate this song. Hear it again, I hate this song, but it's got a nice hook. And the next thing you know, you're liking it, and we say it grew on us, when in reality, it was imposed.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's E Green, and I'm not as surprised as King Killer was just now.
Yeah, I know. He almost got ran over with the bus off the beginning of the show.
Damn, that's what's
good. Saw you using your rear view, though, Curtis. I saw you was looking out.
I got a rear view mirror sitting right here in front of me.
CDL holder, passenger bus, air brake endorsement, my nigga. So, anyway, welcome to the Hip Hop Digest show. Welcome to all the new text chain members, a couple of new text chain members out there. Shout out to all of you. I know I should do my due diligence and get names and shit, but I ain't do it. So,
you know who you are.
No doubt. But anyway, welcome to the Hip Hop Digest text chain. That's where you get all the background and inside baseball, the topics before they become topics on the show. So
real quick, we're going to give Matt his credit, though. Matt Martinez, because he jumped straight in the pool backstroking. So he got all kind of posts in there already. So Matt Martinez, get it in, brother.
All right. No doubt. Right. So we're going to get in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is this is something that we covered. I can't even believe it's been that long. I'm just going to say back in 2018, I believe, when your boy Kodiak, and Master P was into some thing back in the days where Master P was like, I want to mentor the young man. Kodiak seemed a little troubled. And then Kodiak was like, well, you think I'm stupid? P want money. And shit, he wanted me to pay that nigga. Matter of fact, it came out in a recent interview that your boy Kodiak was like saying it was more than money. Your man Master P wanted 20% of his ass.
Oh, a piece of his ass? You can get a piece of that ass.
Or I should say, maybe a piece of his hide or 20% out of his contract. So the Kodiak you see now is just going to be getting 20. I want 20% points off the young man to be his mentor.
Damn.
Went on to say in an interview that Master P tried to link up with in several events, and one event he can recall was a school giveaway, a backpack giveaway, where Kodiak really didn't, you know, he's like, fuck it, I'm just giving backpacks away, you know what I'm saying, was going to put up the guap and just buy backpacks for kids and shit. P like, nah, fuck that, we ain't spending a lot of money on this shit, they don't get no brand name backpack. You know what I mean? I guess the Kodiak really didn't even matter. Go to Foot Locker, nigga, about $10,000 worth of backpacks. Let's get it cracking. P like, nah, man, fuck that. We ain't spending a lot of money on this shit. Basically, just, you know, pull Master P's skirt up out that bitch and shit. Said it got to a point where we got acrimonious. And that C Murder actually had a call from prison to squash beef. To talk to Kodiak in that jail, that jail nigga talk, the squash beef. It's a very interesting article, very almost riveting. But like I said, there's always something about Kodiak I like anyway. Because like I said, unlike most of your regular fucking rap celebrities and shit.
Celebrity?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Fuck that.
Like Kurt G said and shit, Kodiak will actually slap a nigga down at the Pigsley Wigsley.
It's interesting to me that you bring this, you revisit this, because there's another young man who's out there of the same ilk. Both of them niggas gonna be in a cell together, him and the baby.
Your boy?
So I'm not up.
Yeah, they both were on some.
Oh, okay, so
I'm just saying they just.
Well, what's up with the baby? I'm shocked. I didn't see any headlines. What's he into?
Oh, well, recently him, you know, you remember with that whole shit where he was beefing with his baby mama. I don't know the girl's name. I apologize. It doesn't matter to me. But he did this whole thing with her online, called the police on her and all that kind of shit. So her brother tried to step to him at a bowling alley out here. And it got into a fucking fricus. Bad one. Now the dude ended up getting jumped on the bowling lane.
I'm assuming you're not gonna fight a major rap star straight up without security jumping in anyway. I'm sure he had at least a half dozen goons.
You're probably right. It was about that many. But the point of what I'm trying to say is, I get it, and I do have a certain limit where I was giving that dude some kind of credit. But at a certain point, you gotta be like, yo, these niggas, yo, they doing way too much, and I gotta just slide. You know what I'm saying? You can't. A deceased friend of mine, one of the things he always used to tell me is, you can't save everybody, yo. And them dudes. I get it. I know that, you know, Master P is another one. Him, Stanley, Hammer, all them dudes that have current or part of that shit, right? But maybe they're a little older, maybe a little more relaxed on the shit. But these young boys, yo, they got to go through their young boy shit. All of them.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I can't speak on that baby situation or whatever. Some baby mom sister shit. Yeah, I can't speak on that, but I'm just talking about. I'm just talking about as an authentic. You Kodiak is a type of cat, and a lot of these guys maybe they do come from the streets or whatever, and shit. But I'm just saying, what I really appreciate about the story is that Master P thought he was a slow nigga. You know what I mean? P thought he's a slow nigga, and I'ma just roll up on him and get 10-20% off this nigga. He don't know what the fuck he doing.
He gonna see me, he gonna think his eyes gonna pop wide open.
So like I'm a star. Master P a legend. He dismissed.
Like, I might rhyme like I'm slow, but I'm not.
Right. He dismissed that cat, and that's what I really appreciate. So he was just making the rounds because people were asking him about that. What happened with Master P? And he was really just giving the gory details about how slimy your motherfucking boy P is and shit.
4,080. I'm sorry.
Record companies are shady.
People are shady.
No matter what the color.
No doubt. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, your boy, Royce da 5'9" and Joe Budden's are upset about Joell Ortiz and King Crooked's new Slaughterhouse project. So you got Royce da 5'9" who been saying, I done moved on, that Slaughterhouse shit's in the rear view. You got Joe Budden who's saying, I don't even rhyme anymore, I'm doing the podcast jump off and shit. Okay? Now you got Joell Ortiz and King Crooked who still rhyme for a living. They doing their thing. Okay? They gonna get a Slaughterhouse project together and put it out. Probably with Shady's blessing, I'm sure. What I don't understand, and history tells us, is that there were all kinds of people in and out of the Temptations. You know what I mean? There are all kinds of people in and out of the Temptations. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of niggas. But it was the Temptations, ultimately, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? What a modern day example is the Roots. The original Roots lineup that all of us saw at Tower Records in the lobby. Okay, when they were nobodies. In the lobby. It's been a million niggas in and out of that band. But it's still the Roots, generally. You know, what's good and what's different about Slaughterhouse? Yes, you know what I mean? Maybe they got one or two real underground rhyming niggas they want to bring in. I don't know how they gonna rock it, but I mean, what gives? Royce and them niggas said they out. Why can't Joell and them niggas eat?
Well, what it is that they use the name Slaughterhouse is what it is. And that got to them. Because it's like, how you gonna say you Slaughterhouse without us? There ain't no Slaughterhouse without us. You can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, but you can't be Slaughterhouse without us. That's what got to them.
So, but when Jam Master Jay died, immediately Run and DMC, it was like Run DMC, that's it. Okay? Together as a unit, that's it. Them Joe Budden and them niggas was like, fuck Slaughterhouse, I'm out.
Well, the way I see it is I'm gonna be one of them little young-minded niggas right now. You got Joe Budden, who ain't made a record in, since I can remember. Said he ain't gonna make no records. So what the fuck are you talking about? And then you got Royce, who's doing everything but making fucking records, whining. Get the fuck out of here, yo. So, and don't threaten me with no fight, nigga. So make a record.
At the behest of defending Royce, Royce has made some great records with Preem.
He has.
He's made some great records with Preem. At the behest of defending Royce.
One of my top fives. But he ain't making no music. All he's been doing since that shit with them dudes is bitching and whining and complaining. Make music, nigga. If you don't want to be part of, you're just not part of, like King Killer said, there's groups. Fuck, what's that nigga from DC that's part of New Edition now?
Johnny Gill.
That nigga wasn't New Edition, but they slid his ass in there and now he's New Edition. Niggas wasn't wilding. I was like, fuck it. Maybe Ralph was a little bit, but fuck it. You don't want to make that kind of music. You don't want to be part of Slaughterhouse. Why the fuck are you in the news?
Well, I guess my point using Run DMC as an example, when they came out and said this iteration is finished, that was finished. Okay, these cats just bounced, and
right.
Slaughterhouse is still, you know, a name that the other two members was like, well, you know, damn, y'all, he went with Preem and he doing his thing and the other guy got a podcast, but we're still, you know, we never left Slaughterhouse.
Somebody say something about Eminem so like, fucking Royce can go do that.
Like I said, B, the one and only thing that stuck in these niggas' craw was the fact that they used the name Slaughterhouse. And that got to them niggas. It got up under them. When, like you said, they shouldn't even give no fucks about it. They should be like, okay, fuck it. Y'all Slaughterhouse, all right. Cool. I ain't rhyming anyway. Well, I don't care about that shit. And I ain't part of the group no more, so I don't care about that shit. So, yeah, y'all be Slaughterhouse. That's who you want to be. Go ahead.
Oh, five heartbeat-ass niggas.
Yeah, I mean.
How's it feel to be Slaughterhouse? Get the fuck out of here, man. Let them niggas live, yo.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I'm just saying, damn, Royce and Joe. I'm like, no, let them other cats, let them do them, yo. Because you doing you. You know what
sure
I mean?
Sure are.
So,
Protecting motherfucking Eminem and fucking doing podcasts. That's what their lives are right now. Shit. Do that.
So, all right, that was good. Fun time in a big city tonight.
Fun time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me just preface. I'm not in the best mental capacity and shit. It's been a rough fucking 4 days, yo. So here we are.
That's what's up, yo. Hey, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest here is bound to cause a little bit of consternation, I believe.
Uh-oh.
It's your boy. You know, I've been praising Ross for like the last month.
Uh-oh.
Been praising Ross.
Huh?
And we'll praise him again. You know what I'm saying? Before I weigh into the deep end of the pool, let me get to the point where I'm at the ankle part of the pool. First, this is a two-part Ross.
So you walking into the pool. You didn't just dive in.
Nah, this is a two-part Ross, okay? Ross doing some things out there. He wilding and shit. He all on social media and shit. Nigga bought a tractor and shit, driving in circles in a tractor and shit. I was like, oh, I see you. You enjoying your money. I get it. You know what I mean?
He's got John Deere.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, John Deere. This was good. You know what I mean? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? International Harvester. Something. I don't know. He bought a motherfucking tractor and shit. Driving around in circles and shit. Congratulations. Then, you know what I'm saying? Nigga went out and bought a chainsaw. Now, the motherfucking company wanted to charge him like 10 grand to cut down 10 trees. Which is actually a pretty good fucking price, a grand per tree, and they look like they were big trees. That didn't seem outrageous. As much money as that nigga waste.
Nah, he could have. He missing out on a pinky ring with that nigga.
Nigga, either way, 10 grand. we didn't see him out of line for what he wanted to get done. But then they could go out and buy a chainsaw, get on social media, cutting down trees and shit, which is extremely dangerous.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, shit fall is. The wrong way.
Yeah, my nigga.
Bye-bye,
so,
bye, Ross.
Yeah, you better let the professionals handle that. And I wish his people would have just told him, nah, we ain't going to do this. You know what I mean? But that's a whole nother story. But now we're getting into the deep end of the pool and shit.
Uh-oh, you done walked out into the middle of the pool now?
Yeah. Considering, like I said, I'm on record. I've been praising Ross and shit for portfolio moves and money moves and cattle purchases and shit like that.
Money moves.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Remind me of some J.R. Ewing and shit at South Fork and shit. He on that shit. For our younger viewers, I know you that totally. Who's J.R. Ewing and what is South Fork? So, I'm sorry. What do you call that shit? When you make a reference and shit, what do you call that shit?
An analogy?
It's a reference from another time, and young kids won't know where that reference comes from.
They can look it up, though.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
J.R. Ryder.
Anyway, so let's get back to Ross. So we're at the deep end of the pool. So Ross is now, okay, Rick Ross, losing Nipsey and Young Dolph is equivalent or greater than losing Biggie and Tupac on a generational level. I say, hold, sir. I believe that losing both of those gentlemen is a horrific tragedy. Nipsey, I believe, more on a local level for a particular city. Because, you know, Big Rush was on the show and was like, people going to lose their lives behind that. And they did, as accurately predicted by Rush, who is from out there, lived out there, knows that life. Dolph, again, to me, was, again, a local beef. Is Dolph from Memphis?
Yeah.
Yeah, some Memphis, some cross, you know, shit going on over there. I don't know. And tragedy nonetheless. You know what I'm saying? Tragedy no less. These guys didn't get a chance to develop to Biggie and Pac. And I know it just kind of, once again, I see a generation using similar circumstances but wanting generational credit, if I'm making sense. You know what I mean?
Ross ain't even from that generation, so why did he even say that?
Well, Ross is saying that because, see, when people do that, they're playing politics. Okay, Ross tried to actually sign Nipsey to Maybach Music, apparently. You know what I'm saying? But that is the politics that a generation prior, who Ross is, to a younger generation. I know your pain. You know, it's just like Biggie and Pac. It's funny because Ross ain't even of the Biggie and Pac generation. So now he may know the impact, because if it's dead rappers' names, and the first two you usually gonna hear is Biggie and Pac, because the story and the surrounding and the entire legacy is hood lore at this point.
Can I
please interject? Please.
All right. So I see it like this, and I could be wrong. I'm just telling you what the first thought is. Tupac and Biggie were great. They were large characters nationally, worldwide. You know what I'm saying? They were huge. And Dolph and Nips might not have been as large as them, but they were doing something different than those two guys. Tupac and Biggie wasn't doing shit for the community, not even their own. I mean, where did fucking Tupac even claim? Biggie was doing what he was doing. Tell me about some businesses. Yeah, he helped Junior Mafia But tell me about some businesses that Biggie was doing. Tell me about some businesses.
So my point being is that.
So that's what they're saying.
Okay. Well, no, my point, and I could see that point. My point is saying is that Nipsey, he didn't get a chance for that.
Right.
What he was doing, locally that made such an impact locally for Los Angeles. He was on his way. He didn't get that chance. That's all I'm saying. And I think that us older guys, I'm not minimizing his death by no means. You know what I'm saying? Because that was huge. Look, only time I've been to L.A., we did make it past the Marathon store. And it was a fucking mob scene down there.
People, several years after.
Yeah, people taking pictures and the whole shit. So I get that. But I don't like when guys do the equivalent politic thing to me to make a younger generation feel like it's an equivalent. Now, he's right. A young guy is certainly going to have the same feelings that those of us who were around when that nonsense took place with Biggie and Pac. That's not nothing. You know what I'm saying? I always look at that. Well, I don't even fuck Jam Master Jay and Big L. You know what I'm saying? We're not. I'm not walking around with that on my sleeve as a high watermark.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
The fuck out of here with that shit. You know what I mean? I know you don't.
It's a low mark.
And I don't want generation after this generation after this generation to be like, yo, this is our Biggie and Pac. You know what I mean? And like I said, to me, fuck that. You know what I mean? It could be like I said, Jam Master Jay and Big L. Fuck that. I want Dolph. I'd rather have Dolph here. I'd rather have Nipsey here. Yeah. You know, fuck that dumb shit. Learn from the most horrific shit that we've done. So that's why I don't like it.
And here's where I come in on it. Is to say that I get what they're saying as far as the impact or whatever, as far as what he's saying, is how Dolph and Nipsey comparing to Biggie and Pac, but you can't compare them because of one thing. And one thing is that they weren't on the level as far as big as far as music. Biggie and Pac music can get played for hours on the radio. You can't play Nipsey. You can, I guess you can. They probably do have some music out there, but they don't have the hits, put it that way, that those guys had that made them super huge stars that they were. So that's the one reason to me that you can't compare.
Biggie, I'm sorry. But Biggie never even made it to his full potential.
No.
Two fucking albums.
Both of them was young as shit, though.
Yeah.
Pac put in a lot of work because the nigga 20s. Was just prolific. That nigga just was just staying in the studio, just putting a lot of work in.
Well, but the reality is Pac had a longer career. I mean, literally right after Digital Underground, and then he gets signed to Interscope, and then his albums, and he's just dropping joints. I mean, but beyond that, though, but beyond that, I just want to get out of this. You know, that's like, to me, saying, okay, each generation, if somebody get killed, you know what I'm saying? Oh, this is our Martin Luther King. This is our Malcolm X. You fuck that. You really want that? So stop trying to compare. Stop trying to make a generation feel a certain way about loss, which is a politic in the worst way. And this is where I was getting. That's what I'm saying. Damn, Ross, you wrong. You wrong with that shit. Stop trying to politic with these young boys. Again, I always say that to say the young boys, everybody ultimately want to be Jay-Z. And they want to nominate, or he's going to be the next Jay-Z, or he's going to be the next, you know, Combs or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I want these guys to aspire to be what they are supposed to be in their next generation. Hey, if Drake's your guy, and if he's the standard bearer, he's your guy. You know, run with that. Live with that. So.
Well, the best thing about that for Mr. Whatever his last name is, he's not dead. He's still here. He still has music to make, whether we like him or not.
Yeah, exactly, no doubt. Yeah.
Celebrate that if you're going
to
celebrate that.
And that's ultimately what I want to get to. You know, I just didn't like that politics of death. that I'm going to make young boys feel good and equivalent, you know, how older guys always, you can't talk to a guy from the 90s without bringing up Tupac. I'm sick of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, Young Dolph was the equivalent. Nigga, shut the fuck, please. Shut the fuck with that, please.
Tell them stick to them thighs, huh, killer?
Get some mini steaks out that bitch.
but again, son, we sitting here and we sounding like dinosaurs again. On
damn
the
right.
As far as dinosaurs, as far as trying to say that their pain they don't feel the same pain that we feel. If you like those artists, I'm quite sure you felt that same pain. Oh, and I listen to Young Dolph and feel that pain.
And I'm not talking about individual fans as pain, but you can't channel the death of, you know, again, and I'm sorry, it's like another generation trying to channel the death of King. Martin Luther King, that's it. Lorraine Motel, that, you know what I'm saying? That, but boom. There's no 77 equivalent of that shit. There's no 87 equivalent of that shit. And there were other people, you know what I'm saying, who were taken out, and I'm not a conspiracy theory, but yes, by the U.S. government. Indeed, African-American leaders, no doubt. No doubt.
I don't know what he's talking about. You, Kurt?
Shout out to all the people over in Greenbelt at the NSA who may be listening, our friendly folk over there.
Not maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, nigga. That's what they do. They listen.
So
professional stalkers.
But anyway, I want to get out of this topic. I'm just saying, I just don't like the people who play this type of politics with young boys and trying to get young boys to have this equivalent of course, each generation is going to feel the same. And I'm sure they're going to make plenty of documents. Go ahead, my man.
Maybe it ain't even the young boys, because they're going to feel and do what they do. I think your target really is just Mr. Ross.
Oh, indeed.
For being that.
For playing politics, yeah, and you're right, and I acknowledge that people are going to feel the way they feel, and I'm not against how they feel. I'm against it. Is you're right, Ross, with that politics, the way he tried to size it up, using the young boy pain, trying to find an outlet. Well, this is just like Pac and Biggie. No, it's not. But I understand. I'm sorry. You know, I'd rather have them brothers here.
Yeah, those are local beefs. Let's call it what it is. Tupac did not kill Biggie. Biggie did not kill Tupac.
So
those dudes in Memphis and out here in LA, that was personal. So. That was some different shit. So
all right,
it's not the same, yo. Them, it's anyway. Yeah, sorry, Ross. you failed on that one.
Yeah. It's a big fail. Shit.
No way.
All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is yo. So I've been thinking about it. And then somebody finally posted posted the albums that are included in the Snoop Dogg Death Row deal. I'm not going to go through all the albums, but basically the Lady of Rage and the Dog Pound albums, and, you know, anybody who's putting out albums. Actually, he did get I think he got Murder is the Case soundtrack and things of that nature. He got some pretty good records. All the money making records he didn't get.
How about his own shit?
I believe he did get his own shit.
I'm like, if you're going to pay money, at least get your own shit.
I believe he did get his own shit. But the most popular records, including, but not limited to, The Chronic, obviously, which Dre actually doesn't have control of that yet. I think he takes full control in 2023. You know what I'm saying? It was an elevator deal where they, of course, you know, and then Dre will take profit of that later. Tupac's estate owns all his music, All Eyes on Me, 7 Day Theory, and all that shit. Yeah, that's the Tupac estate owns his music. So that's the cash cows on the label right there. But I think just about everything else Snoop did get, including his own. Although it's a very interesting question, because I'm looking at the article now. I believe he did get his music back, to be honest with you. And apparently the catalog of Death Row still makes pretty good money.
I would believe so.
Yeah, it still makes pretty good money. Again, I got a few Death Row things. I think my favorite thing is the green and red vinyl for Christmas time from that special pressing of the Murder Was the Case soundtrack. Happened to get that on a come up. Shit.
So. Yeah, God, I wonder, can you save me?
Yes, sir. So, but anyway, shout to Snoop. He's got the new Death Row jumping, and that's, you know, saying ownership. That's a good thing.
And that album, Back on Death Row, is a good thing.
Well, I tell you
have
what.
Have you heard it yet?
I have not, but I've seen a couple of people comment on it and was like, yo, really?
Yeah, man.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah, that is the Snoop Dogg album that I've been waiting for, yo.
All right. No doubt.
It's him. It ain't gospel. It ain't Snoop Lion. It ain't Katy Perry. It ain't none of that. It's Snoop, yo. I think it's 45 minutes long. Take the time, bro. Okay. And then we'll talk about it.
Wow, yo.
Okay, so let the veteran in.
Finally. Yeah, we may get
it. Let that in.
Okay. No Martha Stewart remixes, none of that shit.
None of that. He even got Nate Dogg's son singing on one of the tracks, yo.
Wow. All right. That's what's good. All right. Yeah. Well, let's stick with the West Coast. We're doing a lot of West Coasting or whatever. Your boy, he's getting a little desperate. Get a little desperate.
Oh, shit.
The game says Kanye West did more for his career in 2 weeks than Dr. Dre ever did.
Wow.
Wait. Is this straight out of Game's mouth? The Game? That's straight out of his mouth?
But you could just say Jaycion.
Let me go into the article.
Yeah, because
here.
You know, okay, because there's been a lot of talk about him since him not being in that Super Bowl halftime, and he has had to correct some people on some things, and that doesn't sound like what I heard out of his mouth very recently.
Let's see here. I'm trying to get here. The Compton Native was also on deck for the Donna 2 listening event in Miami, February 22nd, to perform the cut that is him and Kanye, I guess. As he told EFN and Noriega, it's crazy that Ye did more for me in the last 2 weeks than Dr. Dre did my whole career. That's according to the article that he told on Drink Champs. I guess maybe an upcoming Drink Champs. I don't know. I don't follow Drink Champs. Super heavy. But again, as he told DJ EFN and Noriega, it is crazy that Ye did more for me in 2 weeks than Dre did my entire career.
I just love it. You call him Ye.
Ye! And you're lucky I don't call him something else.
That's true.
well, Ye will do for now. You know what I mean? So, wow. So you got game.
I mean, think about it. Is it true? Did Dre have anything to do? I mean, did he outside of a wait? The documentary was Dre? Or was that a
the documentary?
Dudes from out that way?
No, documentary was Dre. The first album.
Okay, and then
the
after
first
that,
album, Dre. I think Dre was on a
yeah,
couple tracks.
Yeah, that was Dre.
Yeah, I think he did a couple of tracks. Yes.
But that could say that Dre did more for it. Didn't do that. He wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for Dre on that level that he's on right now, and would cause a Dre putting him at that level.
But let's just look at the big picture for a second, though. Big picture is we all know what the game is about and all that kind of stuff. But I personally have not seen somebody ride so hard for their city without being on top. You know, even like Wale, he fucking road for DC, right?
Right.
The game constantly rides for Compton, NWA, all that kind of, it's like he just loves them. You know what I'm saying?
So when that
and I guess go ahead.
No, you're zeroing in on I think the crux of this here. So we all know, and I'm assuming that Dr. Dre can have a thin skin. I.E. Bishop Lamont.
Ooh, crack a bottle.
Who said out of his mouth, to be honest with you, Eminem's crack a bottle was whack. And then the FBI couldn't even find him after he said that. So you got Game, who's got NWA tattooed on his chest, who is all about Compton, who's all about the lineage and the history and the respect from Dre to Eazy-E, Ren, Yella. I mean, the whole shit. You know what I mean? The entire shit. You know what I'm saying? Not getting, I don't know, not getting to look at the Super Bowl. It's kind of understandable because, let's say it was 50, that it's like, dang, you're going to put 50 on, but not me on. But in the club as a singular record is just, you know, it's ubiquitous and shit. You know what I mean? White folks is dancing to that shit at all kinds of motherfucking cruises and parties and shit. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's on that Burt Bacharach shit. You know what I mean? you know, I'm just saying that that's just, it's just that type of record. You know what I'm saying? And all the records that they did were generally that type of records. Not that the Game, I mean, the documentary is a wonderful album, yes. But him putting in that work, now he's like, damn, yo, I made me feel like a gang member. I done put in work out here.
Yeah, and I could see where Game is upset, but when it came to the Super Bowl, he couldn't get that sloppy. Because, first of all, you ain't got for so much time. You can't have a gang of niggas up on the stage trying to do everybody do their song that they got with Dre.
Anderson .Paak was playing drums. The best musician of this generation, of his generation. I'm sorry, any of the fans of any of these other niggas, show and prove, my nigga, Anderson .Paak. You didn't hear from that nigga. He's just playing drums, cheesing like a motherfucker up on stage.
He was happy to be there.
Yeah.
And so Game just wanted to be there. He wanted to be there. I guess he would. He probably would have been just as happy just to be on the stage. Even if he hadn't got a song, if he'd have been on the stage with them, he'd have been just as happy. Because I think, like you said, Igri, that he reps Compton. He reps that shit so heavy. He's like, the fucking Super Bowl is right here. I love
with this. With Compton on the field.
This is my motherfucking city. Y'all repping me. Y'all should have me on this motherfucking stage, not 50. What the fuck, 50 don't give a fuck about Compton. They should have me up here.
Yeah, shout out to Kendrick. Don't mean to forget Kendrick. But this is an interesting part of the article. It says in 2005, he catapulted to rap's infamy with the album called The Documentary, which was eventually certified 2x platinum. Then he followed up with The Doctor's Advocate in 2006. Both project titles were nods to Dr. Dre and featured contributions from Kanye West. There it is right there. There it is right there. I done put in work, homie. Ain't that what they say out there?
He put some. He definitely put
I don't
in,
know. I don't be around that.
He definitely put in work as far as putting in out music, but the hits and the fact that it was a Dre production, basically, what this was, in order to get on, you had to go through Dre. And Dre didn't put him in there, so he wasn't getting on. It wasn't like somebody else was voting, like, who else from Compton we can get in here. Just Dre's word was it, and that was it.
Yeah. Yep.
So, all right, that's what's good, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we're going to dive into the international news. Pre-game, Swerve said something about Ukraine, and I'm generally not going to talk about the upfront part of the Ukraine story, Russia, Vladimir Putin, the whole thing. You see it every 2 minutes on your news feed. What I'm going to talk about is a very interesting subplot into the Ukraine situation. I happened to be watching the local news and was shocked by what I saw.
Wow.
They showed a train station.
What'd you see?
Yeah, they showed a train station. They showed a bus station of thousands of Ukraine folk lining up to get out of Dodge, right? And what I saw shocked me. Not the number of people, but who I saw. My nigga, I saw dumb Africans out that bitch. In Ukraine? First of all, I didn't think there was no niggas over there. Real talk. I'm
not a nigga.
Well, exactly. I was just going to say, so first of all, you know what I mean? look, this is a personal thing. Sometimes I got real issues with my African brothers because they be on that shit. I'm from Nigeria. I'm not like you. I'm other. They be on that shit. But nonetheless, them niggas, it's mad niggas out there, yo. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But nobody reported the story. Is that the Ukrainian officials was like, Ukrainian citizens first. Ukrainian first. You're not jumping on the bus or train. Not none of you African niggas is leaving the country until we get our people out. It's a zero reported story. I don't see that on the national news. I know I was flabbergasted at the amount of dark skin I seen lined up to bounce. Swerving, if you will, please.
Well, I only got three words for you.
Wow.
And there's some backup about it, but all lives matter.
So, okay.
That's what they tell us. That's what they've been telling us the whole time, right? But the whole world, whether it's Ukraine, Turkey, wherever the fuck, Kansas, wherever the fuck, you see flags online, you see prayers for this, prayers for that, prayers for this, prayers for that. But I am tired of not seeing prayers for black people. You know why? Because all lives matter.
Mm. Back at you, huh?
But I saw that black chick get pushed off the train. Oh, right back at you. Right the fuck back at you, B. I saw that thing you talking about. It was a black lady. They were shoving her ass up out of there.
Well, I didn't see that part. I didn't see that part, but I did see the part where there was a line of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And then I seen all these African cats, but the line, they in line, but the other line moving, and they're just standing there.
Waiting.
So again, and I still really wasn't up on the story because I was just like, dang. I was just like, damn, all them niggas in Ukraine, I would have never thought. You know what I mean? My man came to work the next day and was like, yo, let me holler at you for a minute. You know, it's how he get down. He was like, let me tell you about this. And you're telling me a story about how they couldn't get out of the country because they doing Ukrainian citizens first. They doing that shit, right? And I'm just like, wow. So, okay. Once again, I know a seat up against us. And like I said, I'm just being up front. You know what I mean? Putting the dirty laundry out. Them African niggas, you know, they be coming with some shit sometimes with that. You know what I mean? You know, I am other. You know, I'm from the Congo. I'm not the black American. I'm other. Yo, word?
But they're not.
You get treated just like everybody else.
That's so
our color.
Well, no, it just goes back down to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
To the world, Kurt,
it just goes back to one of the best movies ever, Gene Hackman. Shout to him. You know what I mean? The famous line, if you ain't better than a nigga, then who are you better than? That is the, that's it. It is that's it.
And it still cuts.
It cuts and it's playing out right there live on TV. Now trust me, ain't nobody, the reporters on NBC and CNN, Fox, them niggas, they just, the poor Ukrainian citizens are trying to escape. It's a humanitarian crisis. But nobody was even touching the fact that they put them niggas, you stand right there. I'm going to let you know when you move.
Listen to the words that are coming out of their mouth. They said the poor Ukrainian citizens are trying to escape.
Ukrainian citizens
from Ukraine.
They're not.
So we don't have to say nothing about them.
So that's just an underreported story.
Y'all only left me a nigga, but at least I shot me a nigga.
Oh, boy, another Mississippi burning joint. You know what I mean? So.
And real life.
Oh, yeah, that's a true story. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I just find that to be pretty interesting. So, I got sort of maybe like a last topic. I got this email from Diff here.
Uh-oh. What up, Diff?
Yeah, shout to Diff. I know earlier we did briefly touch on Norie and Drink Champs, EFN, DJ EFN. And this is the text. It said the Drink Champs interview was an injustice to Twister. Apparently Twister was on the Drink Champs. I can't wait to watch the interview. Haven't seen it yet. But he said Norie was not prepared at all. He's like, he just let EFN ask all the questions. He was like, it's sad. It pisses me off. Because when it got down to Fast Rhyme and Innovators, he was like, no mentions of Treacherous 3. He said, how do these guys basically stay in the job they are in being unprepared? So, now, shout out to Diff. I know I'm on this show weekly unprepared, so I can identify with Nori on that level. I'm on this bitch weekly unprepared. Ain't never.
Well, he has a budget. He should be prepared.
Well, that's true, and I'm sure he has plenty of interns.
He has a regular job to go to.
Yes, sir.
That is his job.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, and I would have interns to do research for me. I'm up at this motherfucker at 55 years old thinking I got to buy some Prevagen because my damn brain is not working half the time.
Oh, my God.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, but yes.
Eat more broccoli.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, but anyway, but it's get right down to it now. Think about this, yo. You know, Twister, who is really, you know, yeah, he's a fast rhyming, you know, innovator. He didn't invent fast rhyme, and yes, it probably was Kumo D, or at least a combination of Treacherous 3 years anyway. So we can always obviously put that out there, but you know, an unprepared Nori, as much as he talk and be interrupting niggas and shit.
Well, see, Nori's good at telling stories. And a lot of stories is because he's personally been there and been around it. So he's good at telling those stories. So maybe he didn't have a lot of stories for Twister because he probably wasn't around Twister a lot. So he let EFN take over.
I think you got to do a monicum of research.
Well, yeah, you're right.
You can do a monicum.
Something. There's no excuse.
I'm going to be honest.
If you got somebody on there, there's no excuse.
I did a monicum of research. I only say that to say because, you know, when we interviewed Jimmy, I did a little bit of research. You know what I mean? I knew, you know what I'm saying? I knew the crew he came from. I really had a lot of questions. Bloodshed, Children of the Corn. That's where, you know, that's kind of my era. I kind of knew a little bit, but I had to go and do some research. You know, a monicum of research. You know, at least let's get into the Chicago scene. You know what I mean? Let's talk about, you've been around a long time, my G. You know what I mean? You've seen Common. You've seen Ye.
Can't stop, won't stop.
You seen niggas come up. I could be calling them a lot worse. I maintain that. But, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Maybe he'll soften up if you watch his documentary. I know it's about somebody. Maybe you soften up. Well, it's not his documentary. It's his boy from back in the day.
Now, I guess. And that's, I'm off.
It's him and his boy shooting it.
Okay.
The comedian dude is shooting
it.
But
I'm going to watch the documentary. Now, I've seen two headlines. I've seen a headline, something about a glorious documentary. And then I seen another headline. It was like a sad documentary.
It's so, both.
It you know what it is. It's a good documentary. I really enjoyed it because it was really good because it gave me back that feeling I had when I first heard Ye for the first time. I'm calling him Ye. For the first time when I first heard him, like, this nigga, really? He is.
Yeah.
Gosh, I had that feeling like this nigga's gonna bring it back, but obviously he went somewhere else, and that's what makes it sad because you know where he ended up and where he's at right now. Like, damn.
Don't say no more, Kurt. We gotta let my man watch it so we can bring that King Killer Eat.
Hey, I am gonna watch it. I can't wait. That's on my required watch list tomorrow. As a matter of fact, as my day off, I ain't calling him Yeezus because it sounds too much like Jesus, so It'll be ye.
He had a sound bite in there somewhere. He said he was God.
Oh my God! Hey, see, hey, all right, okay.
I was like, wow, B.
Okay, yeah.
Stonehill.
So anyway, as far as documentaries go, I know this is old school news. Finally got a chance to see that the Questlove Joan, you know what I'm saying, about the night, about the 2 weeks before Woodstock and shit, you know. The park joint and whatever, Mahalia Jackson and the Staple Singers. God almighty.
Yeah, he just showed me a clip of that.
Yeah, powerful.
The voice, yo. I just Mahalia's voice is just incredible.
Just powerful. But anyways, yeah. I mean, the whole thing. I actually, when they had the band up there, the New Eurekan band, and I was like, oh, that's where they got that from, you know what I'm saying? And they explained exactly what New Eurekan meant and was all about. So it's very educational. The Rick James documentary is fucking
ridiculous.
Man. He's a genius.
That is absolutely. I enjoyed the hell
he's
out of that Rick James.
Fucking genius, yo. Oh,
wow.
No doubt.
But he was a lot of things. Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, he was a lot of things.
Yo, he was. Yeah. Wait,
we're talking music only.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking music only.
Yeah. I mean, this.
like talking about wrestlers inside the ring, outside the ring. But when he's on that stage and he's in that damn studio making tracks, oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I got a chance to. And then Kurgi, a documentary came out in 2019. I've seen several Motown documentaries, but I guess The Making of Motown will also be on my watch list. Hitchville joint. I absolutely love documentaries. I don't watch regular TV, so I'm kind of fat with documentaries right now and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
So, generally, I think that's been a reasonable, tame hip-hop digest this week.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Not too much controversy, I hope.
Nah. I think we got.
I mean, there's some things that could have been, you know, could be seen as inflammatory in it, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Just the facts. You know what I'm saying? Dragnet. I'm sorry, ma'am. Just the facts.
I was about to say, damn, he went back to Dragnet.
Yo, I'm pulling out all the joints that young bulls who listening to this show going to be like, what the fuck? I don't know what this shit is. You know what I mean?
A lot of sample material from back then.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I better get that shit. That Just the Facts, ma'am. Shit. Anyway, Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. We got Blabbermouth and Sneedar. Blabberastic Semantics. That's Blabbermouth and Sneedar. Blabberastic Semantics. And then we got Water and Tone Beats. Order of the Day, Return of the Cherry Tree. That's Water and Tone Beats. Order of the Day, Return of the Cherry Tree.
All right, that's what's good. Hey, yo, I'm really...
Yeah, go ahead and say what you got to say, but I'm shaking up the fishbowl.
I can't say what I want to say because my brain... shout out to Peter Johansson. I listened to a couple of those selections and shit.
Oh, yeah, he's loading up the deck every time.
And that's cool because I appreciate that because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it gives you a chance to listen to some other shit. And I was thinking about after we fucking just totally roughed up KRS-One and shit, and wouldn't it be... And it was Swerve last week that when you said it'd be better if it would just be an acapella album. I'm thinking to myself, damn, you know, and this is where KRS-One, you know, he could have just did a New York joint and it would have been fucking spectacular.
Yeah.
He could have really just did a New York type of album, just loops and shit. You know what I mean?
Well, you talk about somebody calling themselves God as in Jesus. You know KRS-One, and with all due respect, he calls himself hip hop. I am.
Yes,
hip-hop.
Yes.
So who is he gonna listen to concerning hip hop?
Him.
Who is his peer to him?
I get that, and that's KRS-One's ego, and I get that. I mean, there's nobody who can basically, again, like we said on last show, nobody's going to say to KRS-One, yo, I'm going to tell you what, B, Rhymes is jive on point, yo, but this whole beat shit and, you know, your man's cousin, don't do it.
Reconsider.
don't do it.
So anyway, yeah, he'd have been better off on a New York. Okay, I'm ready for that shit now, G.
All right.
We're going to do this hip-hop digest fishbowl, John.
Let me shake him up.
Ah.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
He said West Coast.
Yes, I did.
Now, watch it be a West Coast person. That would be crazy.
Maybe as I unfold the origami. The next contestant on the Hip Hop Digest show is a little bit. Next contestant on Hip Hop Digest is Dragon's Pitchfork. Ding, 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 ding.
There you go, Dragon's Pitchfork.
Yes, we want to give him.
We're going to talk about art and angles.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He'll get it.
Grayskull.
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you when we see you.
One.
Talking to herself, heating up in hell, clams out the shell, life's going well, yeah, the law gonna protect, all these gems that I drop, couldn't wear them on my neck, ain't generic, last of a dime breed, all genetics, that fly aesthetic, got a bed in the car like the paramedics, but now we legends, them niggas copy our directions, you ain't gotta add me in your mentions, nigga, shit, I'm already that nigga, B, I'm good. Feel me? Moose.
One of the old days. One of the.
I'm undeniably the best. Iron sharp as iron in respect. Your final minute set. We rioted on steps. They show my mind it was impressed. No time for liars and decepts. I'm on the mountain on my square. Stab within the clear. Killer's manual. It's the album of the year. Your list is garbage. My dude's wildin' on his head. Burning to the forehead of a journalist. It's the value you can fear. Don't let the knowledge interfere. We can still put it on you. Bring some problems to the air. Any list without the killers is blatant disrespect. From out the cages we reflect to that blade is on your neck. My ranking is the best. I'm next in the art of weaponry. The pages manifest untapped. This is sharpest sketch of the hardest mental breed. The best of substance came. Now what's my motherfucking name? Stereo or more stereo, moving with the business as the fall clearing through the broad, stare at you when your aura captivating, not when you flapping your gums with all exaggeration. I sort of lack the patience of dealing with you clowns and your corny acts and statements. I'm storming back to nations as the war is active blazing. Morbid tracks in place with my flawless wrath and greatness. More ejaculation for the garbage with a name instead of upcoming artists with a flame. I'm targeting you lames, speeches, marvelous terrain, walking on a tightrope on the side of a mountain carving in my name. Punishment that seeps through. Only dope releases I see is the ones that I say peace to. Gunners with the street roots coming with the deep roots.
the Lord of glory. Let the church say amen. Anybody else want to come up here and get a testimony during this communion day? Anybody want to come share their story? Sister Black, want to come on up here and talk to us? Come on up here, Sister Black, come on. Talk to these people.
Look, I tend to hide when I grieve. Losing my brother hurts so much that I cry in my sleep. I'm waking up out of my dreams every night in a scream, trying to find reason. Shedding tears look like my eyes bleeding, mind reading, can't even process the thoughts I think. I have my best conversations when it's just God and me. Was confused, shit, feel like I'm drunk without a drink. Got that car, made me sick to my stomach. It's hard to eat, it'll shatter you. My heart's pure, it never matter who. Never show loyalty to me, I'm giving gratitude. Tragic news, pain that left me in a saddest mood. Depressed and family assuming it's just my attitude. I'm stressed bad, feeling guilty after my best laugh. For years I've been dealing with trauma. I took a step back from friends dying in prison visits and see my stepdad so ahead of my time. When I sleep, I wake with jet lag. Peace hiding from me, best friends in the sky above me. Scared to open up to my man and all he doing is trying to love me. Used to spend the night with buddies, but scared to sleep cause a brother keep coming in the room trying to touch me. It's gonna take more than a prayer just to fix that, cause even when my truth comes to the light, it still be pitch black. I don't stress about bills, I know how to get cash. Shit, I'm stressing about losses I never get back, for real.
Alright, now Sister Black, I hear that pain, girl. I like that. I'ma need you to watch that cursing though. No, we are in the house of the Lord. I hear that pain, girl. Talk about that. Dead to me. Oh, you got more to say?
Uh-huh. Pain so deep, sometimes my way to hell is to ignore it. Happiness comes at a price and I still cannot afford it. Get to a place in life where maintaining is harder. Wasted days when the liquor started tasting like water. Drunk nights by myself, weight on my shoulders that only diet can help. I became a bride to my wealth, tossed dimes in a well. Cry out for help, my eyes on the cell, rise up from hell. But I could never lie to myself. Was a shy girl, quiet as hell, dealt with anxiety. They put me in them special ed classes and tried depriving me. Mental health not addressed in our society. Never was a highlight, my thoughts like why try. 13 years since Nancy was killed, crazy how time flies. My childhood friend, I still get tears from my eyes. A month after I moved to the falls, went in my right mind. Get a phone call, says she got killed in a drive-by. She was 14, I'm thinking how could y'all do this. She was a good kid, would've been an honor roll student. Scary to share these things, he embarrassed me as a fiend. Not ashamed to say, I go to therapy every week. Got a man I love, we both been through it. It's hard to see romance, I'm trying to love a man that was never taught how to be a man. The pain I heard, the shit I seen, and leave you deaf and blind. Press recline, gotta keep my head up high for my niggas.
What did I say about that curse? Give me that damn mic. Got me cursing in the house of the Lord. Give it up for Sister Black, y'all. Amen. The Lord of glory. Amen. Amen. God got you through it, girl. He gonna keep getting you through it. Keep getting you through it. I just need you to work on that curse. Work on them curse words.
It's us.
Check it out.
The good people.
On and on and on.
Making moves.
System. LL would approve for when you're frontin' bullshitting. Just a little something to bump to grab attention. Catch a shorty staring, convinced to representin'. Hip hop in effect, you know the vibes. Gotta stay official, come correcting your lie. Setting off car alarms, spinning the blocks. Haters hold it quiet in peace, they take shots. The bass and the pound, the rich and long type of sound. At any time of the day, sun up to sundown. Amped and deserving a crown for being thorough. Impeccable taste, like a fine wine Merlot. I know you wanna be what you see, but need to settle for the view that you find in 3D. Wow. Reaching in touch for trying to really feel it. Just be a fan and not a camera and a man we can't stand.
Make a move, y'all. On and on and on.
Check it out. We make a move, y'all.
On and on and on.
Check
it out. Yeah, make a move.
through. Show them to the world who you are, what you do. Shake it off the pounds from the fakers that sweat you. You step through, and if they need it, you step to. So drop the bubble gum and freshen up. Step up a grade when they be catching up. Any jelly you squeeze, take that how you want it. Whichever way you believe, you gotta be up on it. Son, I G off live and wishing you the same. Singing this world out here, you're a name or a lame. Impressed to impress who's the strongest and freshest. Making fans who wanna get on like a guest list. See, everybody wanna be a star. When the vibes arrive on the scene and challenge who they are, relax your mind and set your conscience free. And get down to the sounds bumping through the speakers so lovely. Yeah, make a move, on and on and on. You gotta make moves, y'all. On and on and on.
Since 87, went from second class rapper to best, and maybe legend in the next 10. I'm going out respected when my breath's end. How many artists out can say he reppin' with his best friend? Less than and not equal to three lethal MCs. Section shock and extra fly like Banjo Kazooie to get shit loud. The second side effect is deadlier than osteoporosis or any lethal narcotic overdoses.
Oh shit,
Shano's the dopest son, that's why you won't oppose this. On the microphone, I'm void of frontin' like a hoe with no tits. I chose to focus on skills. The message in my text is realer than you reppin' tech and Skrilla, Benzo, Beam, Assassin, Miller. And the rings that bless your finger, plus the chain around your neck. An MC living fresh don't mean a fucking thing without respect. About to reprimand jokers on the mic, biting quotes to come recite. You clowns are secondhand smokers, bet you can't hold us back. Pro lacking medic, have to set it. Coming through like jizz out of broken prophylactic, and it don't stop. Shallow rock tracks, I get it better, never go pop. I cold drop facts with every letter like Rebecca Hart and Davis. I get up on the stage and make the best of all the haters, name it Pedicon the greatest. Forget how long it takes us to blow, we willing to never rest. It's X and S, we crave this, I hold the minion is fresh obsessed, yes.
Ain't nobody stopping us here.
Let's take it over.
No more room for second chances.
We all looking for a come up quick. Yo, this rap shit is trife, so we got to do it right.
Fuck, that's how they planned it. Time we all expanded.
No more room for second chances.
We all looking for a come up quick, so we got to do it right.
No looking back, we took the long route, uh-huh. But now we in this to win this. With plans to expand and create our own business based upon our hard work and philosophy. Son, we rolled the dice to better lives. What did we build? Our own monopoly. Yeah, we'll cast our eyes out the Northern Lights community. The time is finally come, we got to seize the opportunity. It's Giant X Anonymous for slaying crews. We like to unionize workers, always paying our dues. We're staying shoes like receiving dental links to the chin. We stuck it out, kept our heads up through the thick and the thin. My co-executive,
hey yo,
tons of pounds of respects to give. We've been holding our ground now, 6 years consecutive.
Damn,
stepping to us is a for sure waste of time.
Most of y'all just don't compare.
They got poor taste in rhyme. At 14, I rock clubs to the capacities we're peaking. Jammed a thousand fans stick almost every second weekend. Frankly speaking, that's credentials essential to the artistry. You can practice for decades, but you still wouldn't come hard as EM lessons. The full body, beautiful age essence. Note my crime, crew is speaking, refutable stage presence. Now plus is the arithmetic, we tightly suture some cross checks. Good luck on your endeavors and future upcoming prospects. We'll never let it go. Over this life, staff the manage, I'm medic and extra pro, be like the last one standing.
Ain't nobody sticking up in his head.
Take it over.
No more room for second chances.
We all looking for a come up quick. Yo, this rap shit is trife, so we got to do it right.
Fuck, that's how they planned it. Time we all expanded.
No more room for second chances.
We all looking for a come up quick. Yo, this rap shit is trife, so we got to do it right. Do it right. I got to do it right.